came in, they had a night watchman. That's what they had then, was a night watchman. And he answered the fire phone and all, and the fire call would come in. They'd blow those sirens. And if it was 2 o'clock in the morning, we'd get up, go out, the first one there drove the truck, you know. And so all the firemen would just come out, you know. We'd have probably 20 or 30 to come out, and we'd go out and take care of the fire.
So there were 20 or 30. Was that the total of the people who...
No, we, you know, we probably one time had 50, because all of them wasn't here all the time. So you had to have more than you needed, you know, to... But you always pulled a good crowd, you know, to come out. And most of the businessmen around, they were on the fire department that ran businesses around there. So during the day, they would be there to help also.
Do you remember specifically any fires?
Well, probably when I was on the department, you know, one of the largest ones we had was an apartment complex that was across the river. You know, we didn't just fight fire here in Roswell. We were the only thing that, you know, we'd go outside the city. We had an apartment building across the river, and we had what was in the bowling alley. It was a large fire, but the majority of them were house fires. You know.
Mm-hmm. And what was the truck like?
Well, it was I had seen some real obsolete fire equipment, but when I went on, I think it was a 50 model Ford John Bean pumper. You know, it was a little primitive. While I was on there, we bought a new fire truck, you know, and it was a state of the art, and it was really something.
Was there any type of ambulance service?
The funeral home did the ambulance service. They went to all the wrecks and all the that I was speaking about a while ago. They owned the funeral home, and they sent an ambulance out to all the wrecks and things. So they took them to, the majority of them then went to Grady Hospital downtown.
Okay. Let's see, do you have any special family stories?
No, I don't. Nothing that stands out.
Okay, and how about any sort of major events in school that happened, things that kids did?
Well, you know, in that era, it was pretty routine. You know, you went to school and you behaved, and, you know, you learned, and that was about it. But, you know, I can't think of anything that's really extraordinary that we did. You know, the biggest thing that happened, you know, the school, anyone that wanted to go to the Southeastern Fair once a year, you know, they'd take you to the fair.
What was the fair?
It was out at Lakewood in Atlanta. You know, they had all kind of animal exhibits and rides and roller coaster and all that. Was a big treat, you know, to get to do that once a year.
Well, I think we're just about at the end of the tape here. Is there anything that you would like to add? Anything that you would like other people to hear about Roswell or about your life here?
Well, nothing except I think that it made me a more caring person and a better person for growing up here in Roswell because of the people I grew up with, you know, and the time the people would take, you know, to talk with you when you wanted to talk about something you thought was a problem or something. You always had someone, anyone you wanted to go talk with, you know, they would be happy to talk with you. And it was just a real great place to grow up, and I don't know of any other place I've been that I had rather have grown up than here.
Mm-hmm. Was there anybody particularly special for you when you were growing up?
Well, like I say, anyone that I could get around and I could learn from, they were all special to me.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Alrighty, thank you.